The Torah in Parshas Tzav discusses the carbon taidim. And it's interesting that Rabbeinu Bechaya, we all know that the Gemara says, Arba Tzrichim L'Hoides, the four people that have to say Birch Sagoimel, that have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on the Gemara Masech, the Brachas Daf, Nun Dalar Abbeis, and Yorde Hayam, people who traveled over the sea, Holchem Barrios, people traveled through the desert, Misha Hayachoylov in the Srapa, somebody who was unfortunately sick and got healthy, Misha Yachova, Spivesa Survayatsu, somebody was in jail and was released. And all of them, the common denominator between all of them is that they were in danger of being perishing and they were saved. But it's interesting to point out that the Rebbeinu Bechaya in our parasha, when he lists the people who have to say Birch Seidah, bring a carbon taidah, he says that a chosen, b'yayim chuposa, a chosen, when he gets married, also has to say Birchas Haidah. And of course the question is, why? Why and from where does it stem that he too should have to say Birchas Chadah? So one pshat that he suggests is that the Gemara in Masech the Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Omer Rabbanan Rav Hamnuna Zuta, the Rabbanan said to Rav Hamnuna Zuta Belulei Bemar Brei Dravina, that they were attending a wedding together, and they asked them, Lishrei Lamar, please sing for us a song. And the song he began to sing was Vaylon the Misnon, Vaylon the Misnon. We're all going to die. Amalei, so they said to him, usually when a song is sung, the first person starts the song and the other people in the audience continue. So they asked, Amalei Anan Manana Basrech, what should we say? Amalei, Hai Torah V'Hai Mitzvah D'Megdalon. Torah and Mitzvahs could protect us. And the question, of course, is, how does that song come into a wedding? So the Sefer Torah Yehaga says that what happened there was that he thought that they were acting in too frivolous of a manner at that wedding, and he wanted them to not be that excited. So the way he got them to be less excited and less frivolous was by singing Vaylon the Misnon. That's the posh pshat. But he says that really doesn't answer the question. We don't want to be frivolous. There's ways of controlling that. So he said, because if we think about it, every wedding, really, why do people have to get married? He says, because no one is here forever. And the only way that we could guarantee that we will keep the world going, that there will be a hemshik, that there will be a continuation, there'll be things continuing, is by getting married and having our own children, and then those children will continue, etc., etc. And that's what is, so it turns out that the whole purpose of getting married is because people are not going to be here forever. Vaylon de Misnon. That's the song that was sung at the wedding. He says, if you look at all the people that we identified that have to say Birchas Haidah, the way that they say Birchas Haidah is because they were in danger. And now because they were released from that danger, they have to bring a carbon taidah, they have to say Mizmal Asaidah. So that's why the chassan, who's also in a situation of thinking about life and death, has to say Birchas Haidah, because that's such an important element of getting married. And he continues to say that when in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where we had Kabbanas and we had the Karban Taida, as we're discussing, every person who brought a Karban Taida would have to say, besides bringing the Karban with all the rules that we know, would have to say the Perek of Mizmor Saida. And he points out that they would have to say the Perek of Mizmor Saida themselves. Because when it comes to Haidah, that's something that you have to do on your own. Somebody else cannot say thank you on your behalf. That's why we find every day by the Chazar Sashatz, when the Baal Tefillah comes to Maidim, we say Maidim Derabbanan, which we don't find in any of the other brachas in the Chazar Sashatz. And the reason is because Maidim, which represents a thank you, we can't rely on the Baal Tefillah saying it on our behalf. Everybody has to say their own Maidim, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, there's a famous story that when Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal was not well, and they brought a doctor from the United States to Eretz Yisrael to work with him, and Baruch Hashem, the doctor was successful. Rabbi Yoshev obviously was an Israeli, did not know any English, and this doctor did not know any Hebrew or Yiddish. Rabbi Yoshev asked his Talmidim to please teach him how to say the word thank you in English. He said because he could have had one of the people, one of his Talmidim who spoke English, say the thank you on his behalf. But he said that thank you cannot be said on behalf of someone else. You have to say your own thank you. But then he suggests another reason why a chassan has to say the Haidah, the Mizmah L'Soida, or bring a Karmat Haidah, the Zman Shemesim Adashayakayim. He says, if you look at the common denominator of all of those people that we identified, that the Gemara identified, have to say Haidah, the reason is because they are all situations that you could easily try to explain away and say that it wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervention that brought the Yeshua. Somebody got better, Choylev and the Srapa, he thinks, Baruch Hashem, I got better on my own, I got better because of the doctors, somebody traveled through a dangerous place, he said, Baruch Hashem, because I was careful, nothing happened. So we need to declare, when these types of things happen to us, that we recognize it's not because of just coincidence, well, it's not because of outside factors that we were saved, but rather it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when you think about a couple getting married, a chassan and a kala, they're easily fooled and believe that they found each other. Shatran helped them meet each other. It isn't that. A chassan and a kala, even if it might look and seem that everything was very natural and very simple, it's all because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since all of these other four cases represent that type of a situation, so too must every chassan and kala recognize that it's all Chasdei Hashem. But the Chasam Sofer makes a very interesting observation. He says, we're learning Parashat Tzav. The halachas of most kabbonis are taught us in the Torah and Parashas Vayikra. Besides the carbon toidah. Why is the carbon toidah different? So he explains that most kabbonis are brought, certainly kabbonis like a chattis v'asham, but most kabbonis are brought because of circumstances that lead you to have to bring a carbon. Carbon toidah, he says, the kahanim, the great people in Klal Yisrael, brought carbon toidah every day. So since the carbon toidah is different, as we say every day, so in Parashat Tzav, where the Torah speaks to the Kohanim, the great leaders of Klal Yisrael, part of the greatness is they recognize that all of the Nisim that happen to them happen on a steady basis, and they have to bring, at least they have to try to donate a carbon toidah every single day. And in fact, one of the differences between a carbon toidah and a carbon shlomim, even though the Gemara says that a carbon toidah is a form of a carbon shlomim, is that we know that a carbon shlomim may be eaten for 2 days and one night, whereas a carbon shlomim is eaten for 2 days and one night, a carbon toidah is eaten for only 1 day and one night. And the question is, why is a carbon toidah different than a carbon shlomim? So one explanation is that besides the other difference between a carbon toidah and the carbon shlomim, is that the carbon toidah, you bring 40 different chalas, four types of chalas, 4 times 10, and one of each of those 40 is given to the kohen, and the owner of the carbon, besides getting the carbon, is also left with 36 of these chalas that all have to be consumed one day and one night. And you're going to have to bring, you have to eat that all up in one day and one night. The only way that it could all be eaten, chas v'shalom, we don't want to become nicer, we don't want it to become left over. The only way that could be accomplished is by inviting many people. And that's part of the process of the Karban Toida. Part of the process of the Karban Toida is to publicize the Chazdei Hashem. But the Imre Emes, very much in line with the Chum Sofer, says that we have to bring a Karban Toida. We can only eat the Karban Toida for one day because every day there's new Nisim. And the Nisim of today are not the Nisim of tomorrow. And the Nisim of tomorrow, not the Nisim of the day before. So since Ani Sekhesh B'chol Yomimanu, we have to say Chazdei Hashem every single day. So since we have to say Chazdei Hashem and recognize the Chazdei Hashem on a daily basis, the Karban Toida could only be eaten on a daily basis. So then he goes into a discussion about Pesach. On Pesach, we don't say Mizmor Soida. Because as we just said, there are 40 chalas, and 10 of those chalas are chametz. And on Pesach, we can't obviously eat chametz. But the question, of course, is that two questions. If there's any day of the year that it's appropriate that we should say Karban Toida, or bring a Karban Toida, it's on Pesach, where Kadosh Baruch Hu did all those nisim for us. Yet we don't say Mizmor Soida. And moreover, as we just said, we couldn't bring a Mizmor aside. We couldn't bring a Karban Toida because the Chametz element. So the Chasam Sofer says that we do fulfill on Pesach the obligation of Karban Toida Hayda when we declare during the Seder, B'chol Davido Chayiv Adam, Liris Etz Atzmai, Kul Yotzim Mitzrayim, Shnemer V'Yitzanu Hoytzi Misham, declaring publicly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and thanking Him for doing so is the form of Karban Toida, that is the declaration of Toida that takes place on Pesach. And then there are those that continue that say that the three matzahs that we have on the Seder table, on the Korah, are corresponding to the three types of loaves that were brought with the Karban Toida that are matzah, not chametz. But of course the question is that we keep on repeating that a Karban Toida has to have four types of loaves. How could it be a Karban Toida with only three types of loaves? And the answer is there was a Karban Toida, or a special Karban Shlomim, that was brought with three types of bread. And that was during the Shemayna Shemayim Meluim. And therefore, since we bring the Karban, we are saying that we are becoming the nation of Hashem on Pesach, and we're making that declaration, we bring the same type of Karban that we bring when the Mishkan was inaugurated. Another element why, says the Chasam Sofer, the Karban Toida Pesach is only matzah and not and no chametz. So he suggests that why is chametz one type of the loaves that we bring when we bring a Karban Toida? So he suggests that the reason is because a person also has to recognize that if a nes happened to him, he must have done something wrong. And because he did something wrong, he deserved punishment, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his infinite Rachmanis saved him. So he suggests that's under normal circumstances. A person was in a tzara, a person was in danger, he has to realize that he presumably did averus that brought him to that situation. But in Mitzrayim, the Klal Yisrael were sent to Mitzrayim, the Avnei Nezer explained, because that was the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that we can become ready and able to be the Am Hashem. So it wasn't that they necessarily did an Aveira that brought them to this point. It was that they, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, determined that that's the way we will be ready to become the Am HaNivchar, ready to become Am Yisrael. If that's the case, so this is a different type of a Karban Toida. There was no Aveira on the part of the Klal Yisrael that brought us to this. If that's the case, we could well understand why the carbon taida of Pesach, which is the three matzahs, but no chametz, because there was no aveira involved. It was just a recognition what a Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us, that we should be ready to become the Am Hashem.